Xbox One, the complete all-in-one games and entertainment system, launches on November 22, and I'm here with Adam Pollington, the marketing manager for consoles and softwares at Xbox Australia. Exciting times.
Very exciting, yes. We're now, 7 days from launch, so we're very, very pumped. It's something we've been waiting for quite some time, so looking forward to finally getting the product in customers' hands.
Now, speaking of launches, now I don't want to spend really too much time talking about your competition, but it is worth noting that the PlayStation 4 is being released here a week after the Xbox One. So I guess right now it's important to let people know maybe exactly what the Xbox One experience will be and how it compares, not to the competition, but to the Xbox 360.
Sure. Well, I think we've made a number of big changes with the Xbox One when we compare it to the 360. Of course, the games are going to be there, as you'd expect, in fantastic new high-definition graphics. So that's obviously something that I think fans can really look forward to, particularly one of my personal favourites, Forza Motorsport 5. Finally, they got the Bathurst track in there, yes. V8 supercars, so I think that's something to look out for. But we've really taken the Xbox One and extended it beyond just games. So now, customers will have the ability to access a whole host of entertainment options. With the HDMI pass-through functionality, you're able to access television straight into the console, which is fantastic when you're thinking about doing things like multitasking. I know for me, if I'm playing a game and there's a big football match on, I like to be able to watch the two at the same time. So with Xbox One, we can just snap the game to the right, play the game on the left, and I'm kind of covering two bases at once. But the area that I'm probably most excited about is if you're a multiplayer gamer, there's really nowhere else to look than Xbox One. We've got over 300,000 dedicated servers ready and waiting for the launch of Xbox One, which means significantly better multiplayer experiences, so no mid-game host migration. We're talking much better quality connections. So I think people are going to be really impressed with not only the games and the entertainment, but also the quality of those experiences online.
Actually, and speaking of games, one of the features I know that gamers will definitely love is the new game recording feature. How will that work, and where will players be able to share their favourite gameplay moments?
Yeah, so the game DVR functionality is fantastic on the Xbox One. Of course, the console is always recording 5 minutes of footage at any one point in time, but you are able to set up custom recording commands. So I may be racing in Forza Motorsport 5 and I pull off a stunt. I can just say something as simple as Xbox record that. The console then picks up that voice command and instantly captures a piece of footage. And I can then go into our upload studio tool. I can trim that video clip. I can add filters. I can add voiceovers. I can even add picture-in-picture with myself commentating over the clip and then upload that and share that with the Xbox Live community.
Let's talk about Kinect. I mean, the motion sensor that was a real, I hate to use the term, but game changer for the Xbox 360. How has that evolved for Xbox One?
Yeah, so we've seen a number of big improvements on the Kinect sensor. One of the first thing a customer will notice when they first get an Xbox One home is the facial recognition login is quite impressive and significantly improved over the first generation sensor. So simply a matter of sitting down in your living room, the sensor will pick up who you are, log you in. What's also great is that the Kinect sensor will actually communicate directly with the wireless controller that you're holding. So not only can Kinect tell who's in the room and log them in, they can also say the Kinect sensor can also tell who is actually holding the controller and who's in control of the experience. Of course, you're going to see big improvements to the voice functionality. I find it's particularly useful with things like multitasking, being able to just say Xbox Snap TV, Xbox Snap Internet Explorer whilst I'm playing a game and not having to dive into any menus. So I think there's a lot of benefits. That's just a couple that I've touched on now. But also, if customers are wondering about how the sensor is going to perform in various different living room environments, we've made a number of big improvements there. So you can now sit or stand a lot closer to the device than you could before. So people with smaller apartments are going to find it much more user-friendly. And we've also added a number of things like active IR mode in the sensor so that it can now see in the pitch black, and it can also see under a number of varying light conditions. And of course, all of these things can be toggled on and off if customers kind of don't want that level of functionality from the sensor.
Brilliant. Now, you already touched on being able to pass TV through into the Xbox One. What are the other sort of visual entertainment experiences in terms of, Xbox movies, Foxtel, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so you're going to see the favourites like Xbox Video, Xbox Music. They're going to be there and available on launch. We've also announced a number of other apps. Some of the locally relevant ones, SBS, Channel 10 and QuickFlix will all be on the service in the launch window. So I think, they're particularly compelling. And also with the Xbox One Guide functionality, when you are in one of those entertainment apps like TV or QuickFlix, for example, you can pull up the One Guide, which will give you a view of all of the new content that is available per app in the one place. So today on 360, you know, most people find that they're jumping into an app, checking out the content, and they'll jump into another app, check that content out. The Xbox One Guide really gives you the ability to see all of that in one place and then kind of deep link into that experience from the One Guide.
Another thing that I really liked what was done with the Xbox 360 was when smart glass was brought in. Suddenly any device, a mobile device, just about could be used as a controller. How are smart glass working with Xbox One?
So smart glass is definitely available on Xbox One, and of course it is available not only on, you know, Windows phone device, it is also available on Android and iOS. So really anyone can access smart glass without the need to buy a second device, which is great. But we are going to see some new experiences, some quite cool ones, if I'm honest. One of the ones that kind of stands out in my mind is with Dead Rising 3, you can set up smart glass on your mobile phone such that when the player in game receives a call, your actual mobile phone will ring and you can take that call and answer it kind of in real life. So pretty cool. We're going to see some exciting things coming in for games and entertainment apps with smart glass.
That's pretty spooky. Now, November 22, launch day, how has demand been in terms of pre-orders for the Xbox One?
Look, pre-order momentum is phenomenal, I must say. I think that we all expected there'd be a lot of interest in next-gen consoles, you know, with 8 years now behind us on the previous generation, but I think it's definitely far exceeded our expectations. So if you do want a console on this side of Christmas, I'd be rushing in to pre-order one or pick one up on launch day.
That was my next question, actually. There's a possibility. I mean, everybody wants their products to be successful and to, you know, to sell well. So you're thinking it is a good idea to get in quick?
Yeah, look, I'd definitely recommend that if you want to guarantee one, you want to jump in and pre-order or get in very close to launch.
And finally, you mentioned Forza 5 is one of the hot picks for Xbox One titles. Anything else at launch day? I know you can't necessarily play favourites, but what else is looking hot?
Well, look, one of the games that's been picked up, I think, was a little bit of a wild card, was Dead Rising 3. That's getting a lot of interest. It really shows off the next-gen visuals as well as some of those additional experiences like smart glass. Rise is also another title that's tracking quite well. And, of course, all of the fan favourites like Call of Duty and Battlefield are back in next-gen, you know, for gamers to jump on board with also.
Brilliant. Well, Adam Pollington, thanks for coming on Tech Daily.
Thank you very much.